The meteorite extraction pit loomed before Tallinn now, pulling him from his painful reverie. He shook off the chill of his memories and approached the opening. In the darkened dome, the meltwater in the hole had taken on an almost surreal and magical beauty. The surface of the pool was shimmering like a moonlit pond. Tallinn's eyes were drawn to specks of light on the top layer of the water, as if someone had sprinkled blue-green sparkles onto the surface. He stared a long moment at the shimmering. Something about it seemed peculiar. At first glance, he thought the gleaming water was simply reflecting the glow of the spotlights from across the dome. Now he saw this was not the case at all. The shimmers possessed a greenish tint and seemed to pulse in a rhythm, as if the surface of the water were alive, illuminating itself from within. Unsettled, Tallinn stepped beyond the pylons for a closer look. Across the habosphere, Rachel Sexton exited the PSC trailer into darkness. She paused a moment, disoriented by the shadowy vault around her. The habosphere was now a gaping cavern, lit only by incidental effulgence radiating out from the stark media lights against the north wall. Unnerved by the darkness around her, she headed instinctively for the illuminated press area. Rachel felt pleased with the outcome of her briefing of the White House staff. Once she'd recovered from the president's little stunt, she'd smoothly conveyed everything she knew about the meteorite. As she spoke, she watched the expressions on the faces of the president's staff go from incredulous shock to hopeful belief, and finally to awestruck acceptance. "Extraterrestrial life?" she had heard one of them exclaim. "Do you know what that means?" "Yes," another replied. "It means we're going to win this election." As Rachel approached the dramatic press area, she imagined the impending announcement and couldn't help but wonder if her father really deserved the presidential steamroller that was about to blindside him, crushing his campaign in a single blow. The answer, of course, was yes. Whenever Rachel Sexton felt any soft spot for her father, all she had to do was remember her mother, Catherine Sexton. The pain and shame Sedgwick Sexton had brought on her was reprehensible. Coming home late every night, looking smug and smelling of perfume. The feigned religious zeal her father hid behind, all the while lying and cheating, knowing Catherine would never leave him. Yes, she decided. Senator Sexton was about to get exactly what he deserved. The crowd in the press area was jovial. Everyone held beers. Rachel moved through the crowd, feeling like a co-ed at a frat party. She wondered where Michael Tallinn had gone. Corky Marlinson materialized beside her.
"Looking for Mike?"
Rachel startled.
"Well, no, sort of."
Corky shook his head in disgust.
"I knew it. Mike just left. I think he was headed back to go grab a few winks."
Corky squinted across the dusky dome.
"Although it looks like you can still catch him."
He gave her a puggish smile and pointed.
"Mike becomes mesmerized every time he sees water."
Rachel followed Corky's outstretched finger toward the center of the dome, where the silhouette of Michael Tallinn stood, gazing down into the water in the extraction pit.
"What's he doing?" she asked. "That's kind of dangerous over there."
Corky grinned.
"Probably taking a leak. Let's go push him."
Rachel and Corky crossed the darkened dome toward the extraction pit. As they drew close to Michael Tallinn, Corky called out,
"Hey, Aquaman, forget your swimsuit?"
Tallinn turned. Even in the dimness, Rachel could see his expression was uncharacteristically grave. His face looked oddly illuminated, as if he were being lit from below.
"Everything okay, Mike?" she asked.
"Not exactly."
Tallinn pointed into the water. Corky stepped over the pylons and joined Tallinn at the edge of the shaft. Corky's mood seemed to cool instantly when he looked in the water. Rachel joined them, stepping past the pylons to the edge of the pit. When she peered into the hole, she was surprised to see specks of blue-green light shimmering on the surface, like neon dust particles floating in the water. They seemed to be pulsating green. The effect was beautiful.
Tolland picked up a shard of ice off the glacial floor and tossed it into the water. The water phosphoresced at the point of impact, glowing with a sudden green splash.
Mike, Corky said, looking uneasy, please tell me you know what that is.
Tolland frowned. I know exactly what this is. My question is, what the hell is it doing here?